I have to admit, last month, when I looked forward at the preaching calendar and saw that I would be preaching on the Sunday of the Most Holy Trinity, my heart sank just a little. It's not that I have anything against this solemnity. I actually find the theology of the Trinity quite fascinating. But that's the problem. The Holy Trinity is one of those deep mysteries of the Church, and many heavy volumes of theology related to the Holy Trinity line the shelves of libraries and of universities all over the world. The vocabulary alone can be staggering. Terms like triune God, consubstantial, begotten, kenosis immediately spring to mind. These terms are crucial for the discussion of the Holy Trinity, as they have very specific uses and meanings that have been applied in very precise ways. Quite frankly, most presentations on the Holy Trinity set up much better for a college classroom than for a Sunday homily. But that left me feeling stuck with what to preach on for this weekend. One option was to essentially ignore the solemnity and simply focus on the one or two of our readings and preach on those. There's nothing wrong with that option, but the Most Holy Trinity is an important part of our Christian faith. It reaches out and deeply affects every part of our catechism, our liturgies, and our sacraments. It also informs many other aspects of our faith, including ecumenical and interfaith dialogues with other Christians and peoples of other faiths. So I prayed and wrestled and prayed over the issue as the weeks passed. What to do? I hope we can all agree that God provides, and He did not disappoint me in this case. While I was praying and wrestling with the direction for this homily, I was also involved in some other events in our parish. Specifically, as a community, St. Bernadette celebrated two weddings this weekend. One on Friday night, when Vinnie Cassetta and Karen Marks were married in our church, and then yesterday afternoon when Christina Russo and Landon Murray exchanged their wedding vows. Both were beautiful events, with couples very much in love, families beaming with happiness and pride, and celebrations that started at our altar and then spilled out into the other venues to continue their joy-filled festivities. It was within all of this wonder and joy that I found the answer to my prayers about the direction for this homily. As it turned out, the Holy Trinity was manifest right there in the celebration of these marriages. In all of the technical language and concepts of the theology of the Holy Trinity, the most basic element that is required for any accurate understanding of a triune God is that the three persons of the Trinity exist in relationship to one another. How that is and how it came to be are matters for university lecture halls. But at the most basic level, we believe that God the Father has always existed with God the Son and God the Spirit. God chose to live in loving relationship within God's own being. God chose to live in relationship with a physical universe that is filled with galaxies of stars and planets. God chose to live in relationship with human beings, not far away in a separate heaven, but God chose to be incarnated in the person of Jesus and to live in direct and personal relationship with us. Our God is a God of relationship, and it is within all of those relationships that God's love is manifested. The Holy Trinity produces an infinite love that is poured out over all creation which means that God loves each and every one of us infinitely, no exceptions. What is it like to be loved infinitely? My best encounter with the infinite came with the birth of our second daughter. While Lisa was pregnant, I wondered how I would love our second child as much as our first. I didn't want to take anything away from our first daughter, but I didn't want our second daughter to be shortchanged. But what I discovered when our second daughter was born was that there was no loss or gain of love for our oldest daughter. I simply loved our second daughter with the same infinite love I already loved our first. And that is the same love that I witnessed at the weddings we celebrated this weekend. Couples who loved each other so much that it spilled out on their parents, grandparents, children, uncles and aunts, other family and friends. And those parents and grandparents, children, uncles and aunts, and other family members and friends loved the couple so much that their love poured back over the couple and spilled out on our church community of St. Bernadette. And there it was, right in front of me, a personal experience with the Most Holy Trinity, right here in our very own church. Discussions of the Most Holy Trinity can stretch our minds, but experiences of the Most Holy Trinity open our hearts. Can we dare to experience being loved infinitely? Can we dare to share God's love with reckless abandon, knowing that with an infinite supply, it will be never diminished or run out? Can I dare to try to love you the way that I believe God loves me? The theology of the Most Holy Trinity tells me that it is possible, but it is my experience from the weddings I witnessed this weekend that makes me know that the love of the Holy Trinity is most real.